When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, OnlyFans, whips, swirls, and pranks. You'll hear all that coming up right after this.
Here's Bob and Tom program. We have excerpts from the book, and we now present this dramatic recreation of Princess Di actually writing the diaries that only we have copies of. So here we go.
Dear Mother Teresa, there's no need to thank me for a donation to your foundation. I am only too happy to support you in your good work. And speaking of good work, even living saints need a bit of fun. So why don't you pop around this weekend and we'll hit some clubs? Please wear something that shows off a bit of cleavage and doesn't smell like lepers. Sincerely, Princess Diana. All right.
Oh, there's more.
Dear President Clinton, while I am flattered by your offer, I will be unable to, as you so quaintly put it, gobble you like a plate of bangers and eggs during my upcoming visit. Perhaps you could find someone else with a bit more time. What about that pudgy intern you mentioned? She seems like the discreet sort.
Mm-hmm.
Fondly, Diana. Dear Elton, good news, girlfriend. I finally met someone I'm crazy about. His name is Dodie, and he's an Arab. Won't that burn the Queen's royal ass when she sees me on CNN playing suckface with a swarthy bugger? Well, tough. What's she going to do? Have me killed? Love, Die. Oh, P.S. What has 16 legs, inbred genetic defects, and a giant stick up his answer? The royal family. Love that. Right. Dearest Fergie, yes, love, I saw you on The Tonight Show, and no, I don't think that outfit made you look fat. I think your enormous cow-like behind did that on its own. Love, your ex-sister-in-law. Okay. Dear Charles, remember Winston, our pet bulldog? I had some free time today, so I shaved his ass. I'm sending along a photograph because it reminded me so very much of Camilla. I'm sure you'll treasure it long gone. Oh, P.S. The red-headed boy isn't yours. He was fathered by an American humorist called Carrot Top. Yes. Dear Penthouse
no!
Forum. I never thought I would be right.
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Yes. What of it?
A new blouse.
I think Jess has a new blouse as well. Isn't that new?
No.
Well, they're both lovely.
Thank you.
Boy, oh boy, is that.
They are.
You don't think that. Why are you? You told me out in the hallway. Yeah, God, could those get any uglier, those shirts they're wearing?
Yeah, remember, Josh, you said it in the hallway.
Oh, boy.
And I was there.
Yeah, you're being
you were there, and
like
you were there
in the hallway. And Godwin
they
said,
know.
Yeah, how about that?
Jess and Christy know.
Hi, Josh.
Hi, pal.
Ace.
Hey.
You all right? You working now?
Busy day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whenever
a lot going
you
on.
Got the time. There's Willie.
Hey, Chick.
There's Jess Hooker sitting at Tom's. Don't touch anything over there.
I'm not.
All right.
I know better.
Christy, what's going on?
Well, we have a letter.
Oh.
Hey, Josh, instead of harassing the ladies, why don't you start your own OnlyFans page?
Oh.
And sell pictures to folks that like bears in the gay community.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Well, first off, I think there might be some women as well that would enjoy a little...
Yeah, no, probably not. Really no.
You're leaving money on the table, according to Lonnie.
Oh, I am leaving... Yeah. Oh, he's throwing my own words back at me,
yes.
Huh?
Are there guys on OnlyFans?
Yes, of course.
Are there successful men on OnlyFans?
I believe so,
okay.
Yeah. The reason I don't, there are many contractual reasons.
Uh-huh. Right.
Right.
The non-competes.
Sure.
That's what Tom says. It's either health reasons. Oh, Jesus, now I think it's really
health.
Health reasons and his lawyer.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
But I've considered it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What would you show off?
I mean, there've got to be
women or
gay gentlemen who enjoy feet. I'd show off my feet.
You have nice feet. You have nice feet.
I do, but I've got one planter's wart right now that
you're out.
That I got to try to figure out.
Oh, I'm sure that guys like it all natural. They'll love the planter's wart.
No, I want to get rid of this one. It's one blemish on my foot. Otherwise, they are good.
I'm sorry.
Oh, because you can do before and after pics. Do the before.
Why? What should I do?
Do a nice lumberjack pose, holding an axe.
Okay. Just really lean into the whole.
Yeah.
What? Hold it.
Chick?
Wait a minute. Hold it. Who gave us a calendar for Christmas last year?
Willie.
Oh, I give you guys a calendar.
Yes. Why can't you produce another calendar featuring Josh Arnold?
This
year.
Can we please make a Josh Arnold calendar? All the money will go to charity. That we should absolutely do this. This is an incredible idea. And also, I want to get my dad in on this OnlyFans thing, because it'd be so funny if I was like, hey, Dad, can we go to the store? And he goes, oh, I'm very busy today. Amy's making Josh a sailor suit, and Pauline has to take all these pictures for him today. It's really getting wild over there.
And believe it or not, we can't find a hat big enough for him. I don't know what's going on there.
That's the whole thing. This is sounds easy. Mm-hmm. It's not easy.
No, it's a full-time job.
There's lighting. You have to get a photographer.
And the real money is in... getting tips when you talk to people who the chatting.
I'm not going to chat custom.
No, exactly. No. I can barely engage with the people in my life, let alone a stranger on the internet. That sounds terrible.
Well, that's why you get paid.
If you love your job, you'll never work a day in
that's
your
exactly
life.
Exactly right.
You might start loving it.
God,
you
I
might
work hard.
Look forward to talking to your friends on OnlyFans.
You know, when I first started working here, how I found out about bears is that someone, maybe Chick, I don't know, sent him a subscription to the Bear magazine.
That's true.
And when I would get the mail every month, he would get the Bear
magazine.
Yeah, there's a magazine for them.
No, wow. A bear is known in the gay community as a gentleman who's larger, hairier.
Yes.
Yeah.
And this one, they had a Bear of the Month, and the gentleman on the cover of the one I remember had a studded collar.
Okay.
Were they naked?
Shirtless? No, he was shirtless. He had leather pants on. Hold
very nice.
Yeah, leather is pretty big in their community, I'd imagine.
Holding a whip. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Speaking of whips,
officials in Reno, Nevada have banned whips in public places. KRNZ.
Oh my God, whips in public places.
KRNV.
Where news comes first.
Reports the city council voted unanimously to approve the ban. It said whips can intimidate people and place a strain on police resources.
Sure.
Who are
He's got a whip.
Who are often called out on reports of gunshots that turned out to be people just snapping their whips.
Are you kidding me?
No, it's such a problem in Reno, they've had to pass a law.
What a strange thing.
The proposed ordinance would make it a misdemeanor to use, carry, or possess whips or crack or use a whip to annoy, interfere with, or endanger a person on public grounds.
Annoy.
Why do I get the feeling that the people from Reno 911 are recording new episodes? And that's what they've mistaken.
They are, actually.
Yeah.
The ordinance now must be read and voted on twice more to become law, though. I don't know how things work in the city of Reno, but at least the ball is rolling.
Okay. I bet there's one guy. There was one guy that just annoyed the entire town, and so now they had to make a law. He was the whip guy, you know? Like, everybody's got that guy in their town, that weirdo. Yeah.
Wally Whip. That's him.
Derek whipped my kid in Target over the weekend.
You know, that was the thing. If you were a parent of a child and you had friends who were parents, you could punish their children.
Oh, yep. Sure.
Oh, that was on Mad Men, remember?
Absolutely.
Early on, yes.
Including smacking them in the face. Yeah.
Not related?
No.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Not related.
Yep.
Wow,
it's a different time.
Come here. Kid? Are you Larry's kid? Come here. Smack. Smack Josh right in the face.
And then I'd go home and go, hey, Mr. Smith, hit me. What'd you do?
Yeah. What'd you do? Exactly. What'd you do? Yep.
What'd you do? Well, you're not going to get a whack from me, too. Smack.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
When I tripped that girl on the playground, I got three whacks at school, and then I got a whack at home.
Wow. Mm. Who hit you at school?
My eighth grade teacher.
Corporal punishment?
Corporal punishment.
Did you trip her because it was one of those things where you had a crush on her, or were you mad at her? Or
I don't know why I did it, looking back on her.
Okay.
Devil made you do it.
I'm sure I probably had a crush on her. I would think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's what you want to do. Hurt the ones you love.
Well,
that's the old kid thing, right?
Yeah. Sure. Pull pigtails.
It hasn't worked since.
I remember all the girls that liked me in school, they would always do things like that.
They would
call me names. They'd say no when I would ask them out.
Right.
They'd
get married to other guys later in life.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. These playful games.
then I'd noogies and I'd trip them and then I'd teabag them.
What about swirlies? Did you ever give or receive a swirly?
No, I always assumed it was more of an urban legend, but I guess they probably did happen. But
yeah, probably in locker rooms more
really?
Than anywhere.
Were you ever familiar with a swirly?
There was one day at the pool where me and the fellas, somebody saw it on TV and we were like, okay, we're giving each other swirlies because we just thought it was so fun.
Is that
fun.
Where you stick your head in someone's toilet? Right?
Yeah,
you stick your head in the toilet and then some parent walked in and was like, what the hell are you guys doing? And we were like, no, it's fun. Like popping my
willingly
head.
Getting swirlies.
You swirled yourself. It was one of those things where you'd see noogies on TV and we did those. You'd see wedgies. We definitely did those, but we never saw the swirly happen in person. And so, it was like me and my buddy Max and Carl. We were just all in there together.
Oh, holy hell.
We all wanted to give it a shot. We were weird little kids.
What did you think?
It's an odd sensation, I'll tell you that much.
It's like being waterboarded.
Yeah. It's refreshing, right? At some point? Yeah.
It's a little weird. You never get that sensation of your hair being pulled all in one direction, It's an odd feeling.
That's strange.
You ever get that your head scratched at the end of a sports club cut? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they get in there, little massage. It's kind of
a head massage is the best massage.
The Big Lebowski, they do that swirly, right? Oh, do they?
They put his whole face.
Willie, Max, and Carl sounds like a motley crew.
time at the pool. We played Monopoly for like 5 hours on one of those long days where the sun is so hot.
Oh.
And then, as always, playing Monopoly with Willie G. What happened? I started losing, flipped the table over.
Oh,
who's got Park Place now? Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you bet.
Are you really that good? I'm with Josh.
I would throw fits. Well, there was collusion between the banker and they were doing free parking wrong. So, yeah, I'll flip the board over.
Oh, boy.
How funny is a little boy named Carl?
I know, right?
I'd love to meet a four-year-old Carl.
Carl, yeah.
What's your name?
Carl.
That is awesome.
It is kind of an old man name, yeah. Isn't it, Carl?
Or a four-year-old Milton?
Yeah.
Man.
We know an Al that's a toddler.
Oh, I yeah. love it.
And he and it fits him perfectly.
Al.
It's so perfect. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, will you go please get his bottle? Leonard's fussy again. No, there's certain names that don't work.
Lenny. No. Poor little Lenny.
I think that's sweet. Did you guys ever de-pants? Like, we would just...
Oh,
I know,
pantsing? Yeah.
Well, pantsing, we called it de-pants.
That's the correct... Exactly.
Yeah, and I don't know. And that's horrible, but if you saw somebody with basketball shorts on, it was game on.
They were the easiest prey.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
about jetpack?
What's that?
Jetpack is where you just walk up behind somebody and you put your... thumb in her butt cheek.
What's wrong with you
and
people?
You just say jetpack.
That's a bold.
That's a really cute name for assault.
But you see it a lot. Actually, it's all over the internet right now with like women doing it to their husbands when they're like working under the sink or doing something and they just walk by.
Oh, then they bust their head on the top. Yeah, that's hilarious. Oh, boy. That's...
Wow.
You never did anything like that even? Well, I thought you were a slumber party and you would put their hands when they fall asleep to make them
pee. Oh, that's totally different.
That is very different.
I don't know.
Totally different.
And girls don't do it to be funny. They do it to be mean.
Jess, I thought at girls' slumber parties, girls would put their hands in tomato juice so they would have their first period.
Yeah, though we did that too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why is that not funny? Jess, why don't you tell us about your first period?
Well,
I was 12. I was at the farm.
No! You were at the farmer's market?
Oh, I was
Christine!
At my aunt's farm. My aunt and uncle had a farm, and I was spending the night because I used to, you know, my thing with farms, I used to spend a lot of time over there. And
did they have lambs at the farm?
They
did
you not
hear
have
the lambs?
Lambs. We had cows and pigs. But,
yes, yes.
And I woke up, I came out of the guest room, and I went, I think I have a problem.
Oh, there you go. Oh,
poor Christy.
I, however, cannot.
I remember it well.
Thank you, Pat.
Outside, inside, baby.
I could smell the blood in the air.
Okay.
I, however, cannot.
Oh, my gosh.
I just watched that movie the other day. It's
multiple Miggs. He
holds up.
Kissed at you. What did he say?
I can
smell. Don't say it.
Is that the first movie that used the different house? Where they switched the house. You thought they were breaking in one
Brilliant.
House, but they were breaking in
Very well
house.
Edited, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, real well. You thought they were going to...
Very well.
Yeah.
Hey, the Transportation Security Administration has issued a warning to travelers. This has nothing to do with masks or, you know, assaulting the crew on the planes. No. This is raw chicken after it was found on a baggage carousel. According to the TSA, the hunk of raw chicken wings and thighs had at some point been in a cooler, but
hunk of chicken.
Somewhere between baggage and the carousel, they became free range. The agency also shared a video of the block of chicken parts sandwiched in between other passengers' luggage on the carousel.
This is disgusting. Oh, if you're going to bring chicken on the plane, just carry it on like everybody else.
Okay?
Ma'am, I think those are my giblets you've grabbed.
No.
No, the tag says me. Come on.
And in the wacky way of the TSA, this is exactly how it's written.
Wait a minute. Hold it. The wacky way of the TSA?
That's right.
Sounds like a Don Knotts movie. Well, I can't handle these bags.
This is
you
a
tell
quote.
Him, Luther!
Don't wing your travel packing.
Wing.
In order to keep from ruffling any feathers, meat should be properly packaged. Ice or dry ice is permitted to keep the flock chilled. They don't want raw chicken on the carousel.
Keep it fluck and chilled? What did you say?
The flock chilled.
Oh, the flock.
Honey, They're I didn't say cute. That. The TSA wrote that. I'm just reporting.
How good is that chicken that you need to travel with it?
No
That
kidding.
You need to get it back home or wherever
Can't
you're going,
Can't you buy
I
chicken
guess.
Once you get there?
Yeah, yeah right?
Yeah.
They ship food. Everybody ships food all over the country now. If you got a favorite pizza place in Denver, they'll ship it to you.
It's great, ice. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not raw chicken.
Yeah.
No, it's not, Christy, but it could be. You put it in dry ice, and then you ship it all up. Why am I talking like
I
this
don't
with my
know,
teeth?
But you're gonna kill me.
Christy, we have a gentleman who's written in. He says he would pay good money.
Good money.
Uh-oh.
For a picture of Christy smoking a cigar.
Oh,
you could do that. That's easily
okay.
done. That's easily
yeah.
done.
Yeah. Oh, I do that.
No harm, no foul.
All right.
Oh, okay. All of a sudden, we found your sweet spot. Is
Here's
that
his
right?
email address.
Smoking cigars and having a little bourbon. Is that what he wants?
Oh, dude, find out.
I'm just imagining Christy in a little Castro hat, just having having a puff.
Yeah. And Jack writes in, he's figured a way for Jess to do an OnlyFans mm-hmm. and keep Jess's and keep your name uninvolved.
Yeah.
Wait, wait, your name would be involved, but you would. Everyone loves Jess's laugh. She could read or watch jokes or videos that would make her laugh.
Aww.
Oh, Josh could send in his act, but she only laughs at Josh's awkward announcement on how he got his father's banjo.
Oh, yeah.
That's true. Didn't you have a problem with the banjo story over the weekend? Did that happen over the weekend?
Yes, yeah. People like to yell out during my shows, things that they've heard on the show.
Right. So,
and one gentleman yelled out, and I actually said, hey, does anybody have a question for me or something? Right. I forget. And somebody yelled out, what about your banjo? And I go, yeah, I have a banjo now. And he goes, how did you get it? And I said, my dad died. And 10% of the audience laughed because they knew the reference.
Right.
20 to 30% gasped, and the rest did nothing. And I had to explain, boy, that was, if you don't listen to the show, that was probably very bizarre and awful.
How great would it have been if after that sad moment when there was a bit of a lull in your show, if another Bob and Tom fan just hung out, our love is alive.
I know.
That'd be funny.
One guy's...
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody. John brings his skewed sense of humor. Jeff brings tips to cut strokes off your next round. Together, it's those weekend golf guys.
They'll pay a lot of money to PXG and Titleist and Callaway and on and on and on, right? How many yards do you think you're going to pick up with that extra driver? I think I can get an extra 5 to 10. What if I give you 15 to 20? You pay me more.
Jeff Smith teaches on the sliding scale.
Those weekend golf guys, the podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.